Hello and welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, and mentor. With me today is a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Darren Light. He's a mechanical engineer by trade. He quickly realized that his W-2 would not support the current and retirement lifestyle he wanted. Darren attended his first Jake and Gino event back in 2017. He was at MM1, everybody, and has since become one of our outstanding coaches, transacted 700 doors, gone full cycle on three assets, and now he and his partners are investing in RV parks. Welcome to the show, Mr. D. Light, Darren Light. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Gino. Always a pleasure catching up with you, and appreciate you having me on a second time. We'll see where this goes.
Well, let's start out. 5 years ago, if I had said to you at MM1, Darren, in 5 years, you're going to be living the dream. You're going to be coaching with me. You're going to be interacting with students, coming to boot camps, over 700 units transacted on, doing syndications, doing joint partnerships, joint ventures, RV parks, and creating the life that you want. And that's going to happen within 5 years. Would you have thought that I was smoking a little banja there? Or what would you have thought?
I thought you're smoking a little something and taking a little something that we don't even know about. Yeah, absolutely. But it goes by so fast. And if you remember that it's for the long haul, I'm still on a trajectory of going to where I want to be financially, but I'm on my way still, you know, work from where I want currently. I have an RV, go here, work there. RV parks, multifamily, running a company with Greg and Kim Scully, Real Well Solutions. No, I would have never told you that this would be where I am now.
My question to you is, you're flipping homes. What was holding you back from getting into multifamily and going into bigger deals?
I only knew one way, and I had not educated myself beyond what was out there besides single family rentals and flips. I just didn't know. I didn't know it existed. So when I came to MM1, and the only reason I came to begin with is because someone at the local Noxria gave me a free ticket. I got a free ticket. I'm like, yeah, I don't even go check this out. An hour into the MM1 event, 2017, my mindset totally shifted. It only took an hour for me to hear whoever was speaking, you and Jake, whoever else guests you might have had on at the time. I knew that with the limited time I had left on this earth, this is the way I needed to go. And that's what I did. Made the shift, joined the community right away. Coaching the community in 2 more years, 3 or 4 transactions at that point. Here we are today.
What's your PayPal email address so I can send you an invoice for that free ticket? Because I never got paid for that ticket. So
yeah, I'm sure it'd be more than it was then.
You know, and that's the funny thing. You're starting your journey and I'm starting the Jake and Gino journey with our first event. 150 people possibly there. MM4 last year, we had 900 attendees. This year, MM5, November 5th and 6th in Orlando, we're expecting over 1,000 attendees. So the growth has been parallel for what you've done to your portfolio and to your lifestyle and to my lifestyle and what Jake and Gino's community is allowed to do. And if you don't mind, let me share a quick story with everybody. And all it takes is an hour, everybody. Like Darren said, I read T. Harv Eker's book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. When I picked that book up, that's all it took was a book to change my mindset completely about responsibility, about work ethic, about education times action equals results. And for those of you out there that feel a little stuck, invest in your education. For me, it was so worth doing that. So for you, Darren, go to the event, get your mindset. And I have to add this also, Greg Scully was there, another make it happen guy from Alaska, showed up at the event. That's where you met your partner. You know, talk about the partnerships and the ability to scale up from the community itself.
Yeah, so Greg and I met at the first event. We went and had lunch together that day and we just stayed in touch. We both had similar goals. We both had similar mindsets. Now, individually, we're very opposite people. He was more of an introvert, I'm more of an extrovert, but we hit it off and we stayed in touch. He went back to Alaska, went back to his W-2. I went back to my W-2 in Knoxville and we stayed in touch. And then here we are today, you know, running a company together, multifamily RV parks. So the point of that and what I'm sure you're trying to get at, Gino, is if you're in this space, you can listen to all the podcasts that you want to in the world. You can read all the books that you want to in the world. I say magic happens when you go to these events. And what happens is you run into someone that either already has an opportunity and no capital and you have capital, or they have capital and you already have an opportunity, or you're just learning and you hit it off. And before you know it, you're having regular calls with these people and you decide to form a partnership. And you just go from there. You can what if yourself to death. I like to say, and I've recently learned this, what about even if? Not what if, even if. Even if it works out. Even if it doesn't work out, what's the worst that can happen? So partnerships, lifelong partnerships slash friendships, which is huge for me and partners. I'm not just going to take your money to do a transaction. If I can't get to know you, get to know your family, your kids, your likes, your dislikes, and hang out with you and do life with you, I really probably don't want to partner with you. So that's what happens at these events. And you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to realize that people there just like you, whether they've been in the business for a while or they're just starting out, they might be in a market that you want to invest in that you don't live in. Therefore, they already have knowledge of the market. There's so many advantages of getting to these events and hopefully meeting your future partner.
What was your why, Darren? You were doing well. You had a great job. You're flipping single family homes. You're making good income. Why did you want to transfer into multifamily?
I did. I had a good six-figure income as a mechanical engineer. I truly had an epiphany walking around the W-2 corporate office one day. I can't tell you when it happened. And then it was consistent. Not every day, but most days. I would literally walk around the office going to talk to a colleague about a project, what have you. And I would just notice people and see myself staring at my computer screen with my hand on my mouse, realizing that all those people, including myself, were there making basically one person rich. I knew exactly what I was going to do, and I went at it 100 miles an hour. So I didn't have to worry about, I've got to get this certain number to get to my W-2 income before I can quit that and then go into multifamily full time. No, you don't. You just got to have the mindset of this is what I'm going to go do. So that was what it was for me, is I didn't want to do that the rest of my life. And I'm in my 40s at that time, and now I'm in my 50s. So I knew that had to be accelerated.
What problems were you experiencing before joining Jake and Gino? Now, we know that you didn't know what you didn't know, right? That's right. One big problem, not being educated, not even knowing about syndication, probably not knowing possibly about creative financing, not knowing the multifamily space that Darren Light, little old Darren Light in Knoxville, Tennessee, can go out and buy a 100-unit apartment complex. That's only for rich people, right? That's the mindset partly right there. But what other problems were you experiencing before you joined the community?
I was hanging out with the wrong people. I wasn't hanging out with bad people. I was hanging out with single family rental people, flip people, going to the same Knoxville RIA monthly and talking to these same people. I was not hanging out with the right crowd. That was the biggest thing. And then the education came for me.
Can you share with us the first deal you did? Because I remember that first deal vividly. It was challenging like everything else. Let's talk about the first deal, because the first deal gets you to the second deal, which gets you to the third deal. Can we dive into that first deal?
The first deal was in the Tri-Cities of East Tennessee. It was through a broker. We paid $19.5 a door in 2018. It was a huge value add opportunity with rehab, both on the outside and the inside. Rents were like $200-$400 a month. Half people were paying rent. It was about 80-85% occupied, though. Our plan was to vacate one building at a time, approximately 20 units per building. It's a 62-unit property, and then lease that up and then do the next one, then do the next one. When we vacated the first building, the rest of the tenants on the property decided to leave because they saw the writing on the wall, what was coming. We did not forecast that. We did not see that coming. Two things we learned that we did not go going into our first opportunity was, number one, you cannot be undercapitalized on a heavy lift. Number two, you need to have a CapEx / contractor team in place that you know that has a great reputation, that does what they say they're going to do, when they say they're going to do it, and on budget. We had neither of those. So we had four capital calls throughout the life of the hold. So in 2.5 years, we saw no return on our capital. We had about 19 more units left to do when we decided that the return on our effort and our mental anguish and stress was no longer worth it. We sold the property and we ended up, I can't remember what our return was, 10, 15, 20% return. People say, Would you go back in time if you could change this? And I know Jake loves telling people his answer. No, because if you did, you wouldn't be where you are now. I wouldn't have the experience that we needed going into the next opportunity and the next opportunity and put us where we are now today. And know if another opportunity like that comes along, if we want to pursue it, we know what it takes. We learned so many things about contractor relationships, capital, partnerships. We had a rough partnership during that time as well, but we worked through it. You know, you tell some people this story, they might say, why didn't you just quit? It was not an option. It's not in my DNA.
I love that. And whoever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I think that's testament to the deal. So number one, undercapitalized. Number two, CapEx team in place. What I love about it, though, is you learn the business of real estate, the three pillars of real estate, the conveyor belt model. For those of you that don't know that, just go to jakeengineer.com. Take a look at the website. We have these concepts on there, putting deals on that imaginary conveyor belt. And people might be saying, well, why did you go to RV parks? And to me, before you answer that question, it's just another asset class. It's another kind of deal where you can put on the conveyor belt and you can start matriculating and building equity. And it's one of those things where it's sort of complementary to multifamily and it isn't. And it's one of those assets that is probably doing really well right now, especially during the pandemic. And it's another one where you're diversifying yourself. You're like, I have the multifamily here. I'm still buying these small deals here, but let me just diversify and go into RV parks. What was your thought process of getting into the RV park space?
The reason that asset came about, that we even started looking at it, is due to relationships. We weren't looking at RV. We didn't sit around one day and go, hey, what else can we go buy? What else is making money out here? We knew about mobile home parks. We knew about self-storage. And we've entertained some of all of that, but never RV parks. So randomly one day, I get a text from a broker that actually is an acquaintance of my girlfriend, Penny, who I had met with her one day, just out getting a drink somewhere. Finds out what I do. If it weren't for Penny, we wouldn't be in RV parks probably. So she sends me a text and says, are you interested in an RV park? And she tells me where it is, in a very well-known area of the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, right outside of Knoxville, an hour. And I said, send me what you got. She sends it to me. I said, this looks interesting, without even underwriting. I just look at the numbers and I say, when can I tour it? I tour it like the following week. Before you know it, I'm on the phone with the controller that operates the property financially. And we're about 10 days into just looking at this, looking at opportunity. I tell Greg what's going on, my main partner. Before you know it, he's learning about how to underwrite them. He sees another one that comes up from a broker through email. It's in Gallenberg, same area. Well, before you know it, we're talking to a colleague that already owns a handful, and he's looking at the same opportunity. And after it's all said and done, we end up partnering with an experienced person on three of them. And then the returns are 11 to 15% cash on cash right out of the gate. Anything we can do to make that better is wonderful. But the bonus depreciation year one is 80 to 100% on most of these parks. And so before you know it, I'm texting that broker back again after we closed the three and said, hey, you mentioned another one that might be in this area. She puts me in front of the seller, and now we closed on a fourth one a month ago, and we're self-managing it as we are self-managing our local multifamily as well now. So I give full credit to just relationships and always trying to meet another possible opportunity through someone and being a go-giver, if you will, whatever that looks like.
You just mentioned the two words that I love best, go-giver. And that's one of the things that I saw in you. And that's one of the reasons why you're one of the first Jake and Gino coaches that we hired on staff. What attracted you to coaching? What do you love about coaching?
You know, what's funny is the same. It's the word coaching. So I grew up playing football. I had the opportunity to play college football, Division III. And I thought I was going to be a football coach and a teacher for a career. Got married early, so it didn't work out that way. But I always had that sort of... I want to instill something in someone that they can carry with them, because I had that same experience with my coaches as well. And if you love the game of football as much as I do, game of football is a lot about, is very similar to how life goes. And so number one, I read the book, The Go-Giver, probably based on your recommendation. I don't know if you guys have had Bob Berg on at the time or not, but it was in 2018 as we were approaching our first close. And I was at the beach and I read that book like in a day and a half. And if you're like me, you're a very simple reader, it takes me a while to comprehend some stuff, but I read that book quickly. and I resonated with the connector in there. And I highly recommend the book. It's written from a parable format, so it's very easy to understand and learn the five laws, I guess he uses. And it resonated with me for the first time ever that, wow, this is really who I am. I need to embrace this and I need to run with this. And so when Jake approached me about coaching, number one, I was blown away. But number two, I thought, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to give this a go. And it just came natural to me, to be totally honest. I mean, we had, you know, it was still early 2019. We were still getting the education program. You guys were up and really, really going full speed. So we're like, hey, here's kind of how we do things. And then I just took a kind of a life of its own as me adding my special personal touches to who I'm talking to and trying to add value to anybody that's a student that comes on board in some special way that I could. And thank you to you and Jake. That's such a huge benefit for me. When I go to an event, I get to talk to people. I get opportunities myself. So I'm forever grateful and appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm. Darren, I am a person listening to the show right now. I'm walking through my office. I'm looking at the cubicles, or I'm just a pizza guy like myself in the restaurant. I'm stuck. I feel like I'm in the grind. I don't know how to get out of this. I know that real estate or multifamily, one of those is the way to go. What are the next steps that I need to take to get involved in this? I know what you did. You did is you just took massive action. You're in the single family home space and you decided to go to an event. What should I do if I'm listening right now and take those next steps to get into multifamily?
It's, as you always say, it's education times action equals result. Educate yourself. There's so much free education on the internet with podcast recordings and books. But I would say more than anything, get to a multifamily educational event. Start listening to podcasts and reading books, but at the same time, go to an event. I don't care which event it is. Get to some event. We prefer you come to Jake and Gino event, but get to an event, whether it's in your area or someone else. Hop on a plane. It's going to require you, if you live in some state where there's no opportunity like that, it's going to require you to do that. And if you partner quickly, you can go further quickly. That's just bottom line. And anyone with any sense or experience in this business will tell you that. That's just what it requires. And guess what? You could have a bad partnership experience. Well, you've checked that one off the box. Now you know what not to do in the future or who not to partner with in the future. It's going to happen. So you have to get over those fears. You have to get over that anxiety. You got one go round. Mm-hmm. So go out there and get with people of similar mindsets. People hang out with others that don't even realize that they are being drugged down by. It could be a friend of 20 years, could be a family member of 20 years, could be a coworker. It does not matter. I challenge people to look around at who their friends are and what they're doing in their life, because you get comfortable. You think, oh, well, if Joe is acting this way, it's okay for me to act the same way. Mm-hmm. Not if you want to change. So, and read a book like The Go-Giver. Go read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, some of the other books that have totally changed people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And Darren, I think multifamily, people have to realize it's a team sport. There's so many things that you can do in multifamily. If you're doing it by yourself, you may get burned out. You may have to, at some point, have 100 units or 200 units. You're sourcing deals, you're sourcing capital, you're underwriting, you're doing all that work. What you said, though, is I want to know what that transformation for you has been in your life. Because I don't think people need to come on this and you have to change your life and change your lifestyle. I think what we want to do is talk about that transformation. You can still have your friends. You can still hang out with your family and have the discussion with your family. You're just transforming your life and you're adding new elements to your life. You're adding new skills to your life. You're adding new people to your life. You're adding new ventures to your life. You're transforming it. Not changing it, just making it a better version of yourself. Now, how does that better version of yourself look like for you? What does it look like in your life?
First off, 99% of the people that I talk to on a daily basis, I've met in the last 4 to 5 years through multifamily real estate. There's no better feeling in the world than when someone reaches out to you on social media that you've not talked to in 5, 10 years, literally, and says, hey, I see what you're doing. Can we get on a phone call? I'd like to know more. Can I take you to lunch? And a lot of times it's just the phone call. It doesn't go any further. And I'll give them that, or I'll meet them for lunch. That's no problem. It's up to them what they do with it. I can provide them with some information inspiration, get them fired up, but it's what they do. I guess that transformation for me has just been, I think there's nothing I can't do. For example, in that real estate world, now Penny and I are doing the traveling nurses asset, renting condos out to traveling nurses. You rent, normally rent a two-bedroom, two-bath condo out in Knoxville, Tennessee, $1,200 to $1,500 a condo. Now you're doing it $1,200 to $1,500 per bedroom on a 13-week contract. Just and learning. And so she found that out on her own. I don't know if I inspired her or if she liked the real estate thing and now she's doing the same thing. Transformation, flexibility. You know, family is important to me, my daughter, my son. Now I have a granddaughter. I have a two-year-old granddaughter. God, that's amazing. And now I'm able to spend time with her when I want to, see her when I want to. I can take her places. I can go do things. I couldn't do that when I had a W-2. So it's just a flexibility. And then as you're doing that with yourself and for yourself, you add that same to other people, inspiring them and trying to let them know about the opportunity to change their life as well. I don't know if I really answered your transformation question or not.
Well, I'm going to wrap up the show before you give out your information, how people can reach out to you. For me, I could spend 10 minutes wrapping up Darren's life because I would love to take all the credit for saying I changed Darren, and I can do it as much as I want. But if Darren's not ready to change and to transform more, it's not going to happen. You know, Jake and Gino's here. If you're not ready for that transformation, if you're not ready to do the work, then it's not going to happen. He comes to the event. Let me paint that picture for you. He comes to the event in 2017. He shows up, but he shows up with an open mind and he's ready to do the work. And that's what's important. He's saying to himself, never heard of this stuff before. This stuff sounds great. I've been in this single family home space. I've got something different. Behaviors are belief driven. If you believe you could do it, then you can do it. And then all of a sudden he meets a partner there, future partner, I should say. And that future partner is Greg Scully. Then they start doing deals together. Darren has boots on the ground. Greg is up in Alaska. He's looking at deals in his market. And then from there, they start putting a couple deals on the contract. That first deal was a very tough deal. Then the second deal, keep working on the second deal. Then the third deal. And within 5 years, he's got dozens and dozens of coaching students. And not only that, he's got over 700 units that he's transacted. And more importantly, his growth is continued. That's what's really cool about it. The growth is continued. He hasn't just stopped in multifamily. As you can see, everybody, he's doing RV parks, which is another niche within the real estate space. He's able to bring capital and bring his skills there. And he's also transitioned into traveling nurses, renting out to them. And what I think is really cool is you start out and you master one niche, you get really good at it. And then all of a sudden there's other opportunities in life that start showing up. Having that growth mindset is really important, I think, to Darren's life. Having the ability to have those behaviors belief-driven and believing that he can do it. And then ultimately, what he's talking about is giving back, being the go-giver. And the reason why I wanted Darren on the show is I wanted everyone to see what kind of a go-giver Darren is and how he's able to give out, you know, what he's learned and really have an impact on his life. And that's one of the transformations that I've seen in his life. He's actually giving a lot of that he's learned back to other people. And I think that's where he's doing his creating impact. Darren, can you give the listeners a place where they can go find out more about you, your company, how they can reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Gino. You can reach out to myself and Greg at Real Wealth Solutions. Actually, their website is realwealth.solutions. You can reach me on my cell phone at 865-310-6362. You can also reach me by email, dlight6362@gmail.com. I'm on social media and LinkedIn. Been trying to spend a little bit more time on LinkedIn recently. Seems like connections are a little bit different there, more business oriented, more entrepreneurial focused, but it's still on Facebook as well. So yeah, anybody wants to talk shop, hear more about my story, or wants to get into the space, or more about Jake and Gino even, because I'll plug it all day long. It's been a major help in my journey, as well as a ton of others. So just throwing that out there as well.
I'm going to repeat the telephone number, everybody. It's 865-310-6362. He's putting it out there. So I challenge you, if you have a question on real estate, if you have a question on RV parks, if you've got a deal, if you want to invest with his company, if you want to learn more about the education, if you want to learn more about his story, reach out to that number. Now, I want to thank Darren for coming back on the show and just sharing his story, sharing his journey. And it's not all beautiful. He's still alive, everybody. He's got a couple more scars. I would say he has a couple more gray hairs, but he doesn't have any hair. So I can't say that. Hair. If you want to be the next Movers and Shakers guest, email us at mckenzie@jakeandgina.com. And if you like the show, please leave us a review. Until next time, let's make it a Movers and Shakers week. Thanks, everyone. See you, Darren.
See you, brother. Thank you.